भला कैसे। children who are the bestowers of knowledge, the bestowers of power, the bestowers of virtues, and the messengers of God. Each child is making efforts from the heart to make the souls come closer to the Father and thereby become master donors. In the world, there are many types of souls. Some souls need the nectar of knowledge. Other souls need power. Virtues, or virtues. And you children have unbroken, unlimited treasures. You are the ones who can fulfill the desires of each soul. day by day as the time is coming closer to its end. The souls now are searching for a new support. So, you souls have become instrumental for giving them the new support. Bab Dada is happy to see the zeal and enthusiasm in the children. On one hand, there is the necessity, and on the other hand, there is the zeal and enthusiasm to serve. So, on one hand, there is the necessity, and on the other hand, there is the zeal and enthusiasm. So, at the time of need, so at the time of need, even one drop has its importance. Therefore, therefore, there is also the importance of even a handful of what you give to them. Amen. present, it is the time for the revelation of your of the merciful and bestower stage of all of you children. Even in the eternal form of you Brahmin souls, there are the sanskars of a bestower. The sanskars of a bestower are filled in it. This is why in the picture of the kalpa tree, you are shown at or in the roots of the tree. Because it's from the roots that everything reaches the whole tree. In your first form, that is your deity form, you are a deity form, which means devata, which means the bestowers. In that too, you are giving. In your middle form, you are in your worthy worship form. In the, that is, your pictures or images are worshipped. So, in that form too, you are bestowers of blessings. There are three different words in Hindi, Ashirvad, Dua, Vardhan, actually the Hindi, the English word would be just blessing or boons, blessings, whatever other words which go with that. You are seen as that, bestowers of blessings and boons. You souls have a special form, or you are specially known as the bestowers. Even now, you are becoming the messengers of God and are raising the flag of glorification of the Father in the world. Therefore, each Brahmin child should check whether the eternal beginning sanskars of a bestower are always in the immersed form in the sanskar, in your sanskars, in each one's life. The sign of the one who has the sanskars of a bestower is that one will never even ever have a thought. That someone should give me before I give to anyone. Someone should do first before I do it. Or I will do it only if someone else does first. No. That one will have constant open treasure stores. Constantly open treasure stores. So Bab Dada was observing how much sanskars of a bestower the children have in all four corners. The children in all four corners have. What must have, he observed. Of course, all of you are number wise anyway. Baba wants to say something, but probably he's wondering whether to say it or not, so he's giving powerful drishti before saying it. Baba is saying, never ever have a thought, and Baba stops and starts giving drishti. So never ever have a thought that let this happen, then I will do it. The one with the sanskars of a bestower. Automatically receives cooperation from all sides, all ends, not only from souls. Does that one get cooperation? But even nature. According to the time, becomes cooperative. This is a subtle account that the one who always stays as a bestower, always becomes a bestower, he receives the fruit of that charitable action at the right time. That is, he gets success at the right time. He receives all this very easily at that time when it's needed for him. This is why always keep your sanskars of a bestower in an immersed form. the account of charity gives tenfold return. Therefore, note that during the whole day, whether in thoughts or words or in contacts and relationships, to what extent did you become a charitable soul and accumulate the account of charity? Accumulate in the account of charity. Even serving to the mind helps you to accumulate in the account of charity. To make a weak soul become happy by serving through words, by making a disheartened soul get making a disheartened soul be filled with zeal and enthusiasm through your words, through your contact and relationship, through your contact and relationship. To make a soul experience the color of your elevated company. In this way, you can accumulate in the account of charity. In this very birth, you accumulate so much charity. That you keep eating the fruit of that for half a kalpa. And for the remaining half kalpa, and for the remaining half kalpa, through your physical images, you enable the sinful souls to be freed from the sins in that atmosphere, or through that atmosphere. You become purifiers. You become purifiers. So Bap Dada keeps on looking at the count of charity, how much has been accumulated in the account of charity of each child. Bab Dada is very pleased to see the zeal and enthusiasm the children have doing service presently. At present, the enthusiasm to do service is good in the children. Everyone in his own way is bringing his plans of service into a practical form or giving it a practical shape. This is why Bab Dada is congratulating you from the heart. You are doing good and you will continue to do good. The best thing is the best thing is that everyone has become busy. Everyone has become busy and therefore their time and thoughts are being used in a worthwhile way. Each one has the aim that by serving in all four directions, they will be able to finish the complaints of the souls. Baba keeps saying, doesn't he, that at the end people may complain that you never gave us the message that God has come. So the children are enthusiastic to serve because they know that in this way the complaint will finish. Dadiji says that you need 900,000. So if in 3-4 places 100,000 people come, then what will happen? You will get the 300,000, won't you? Because you already have 600,000. So all of you who are giving so much message, whether here in this land or in other lands, Bab Dada heard all about it. He heard how much enthusiasm all of you have to serve. Aren't you making good programs even in foreign lands? Papa is asking Janki Dadi, Jayanti Ben, Mohini Ben, Nirmala Doctor, they're all sitting. So, of course, each one's method is different, but everyone has the zeal and enthusiasm to serve. So in this way, it won't be difficult to reach the target of 900,000. You need just 300,000 more. Gujarat has taken the responsibility to be first in this. You know, on 23rd of February, Gujarat is holding a very big program and they intend to invite 100,000 in that program. So Baba is saying that Gujarat has taken the responsibility of being first in that. Then Baba is asking, how many centers are there in Gujarat? Sarla Didi is sitting. So Baba is asking her. So about 1,000 centers, sub-centers, so 1,000, Sarla Didi is saying. And Baba is saying, well, if there are 1,000, then if in each one, even if 10 come or 100 come, it will be 100,000 anyway. The same is like is Bombay, Delhi, and Madras. Chennai, Tamil Nadu, we have the flying flying angel there. Baba was talking about Rosy Ben. There is Calcutta, there is Hyderabad, even all the foreign lands. 300,000 is not a difficult target to achieve. Is it difficult? Is it a big thing? Teachers say, is it a big thing? No, it's not a big thing to achieve. So it will become 900,000, won't it? Won't it? You're not raising your hand or waving to Baba and saying, yes, Baba, and they're all raising their hand and waving. Pandavas, are you waving to Baba and saying yes, the target will be achieved? And everyone is raising their hand. That's a beautiful way Baba makes everyone so enthusiastic. So Baba says, there is a great power in the determined thought of the Brahmins. If the Brahmins make a determined thought, what cannot happen? Everything will happen. The only thing is that you have to make your yoga become or take a volcanic form. Once the yoga becomes or takes a volcanic form, then the souls will come running after that immediately. Will come running behind that immediately, because there will be light and they'll be shown the way and be attracted towards the light. Now you are doing yoga, but the yoga is still to take a volcanic form. the zeal and enthusiasm of service is increasing very well, but the volcanic form in yoga has still to be underlined. There should be such a sparkle in your drishti that someone or the other should be able to get a vision through your drishti. The light, the way you have served in the program of Call of Time, because in that program you brought a small group closer. Similarly, every zone should do that. Of course, on center level you are serving, but you have to bring a gathering of different professions together. Or a group of people of different professions together. Because Baba has said that the service at this time is scattered. What you need to do is you have to bring the worthy souls closer and make them come together in one gathering. And then from time to time, keep on bringing that gathering closer and closer. Feel enthusiasm of service in them, or make them enthusiastic to serve. Bab Dada notices that there are such souls. However, they are not able to receive that powerful sustenance in a form of a gathering. Yes, individually they are getting sustenance. But they have to come together, because when they are in a gathering, the enthusiasm grows on seeing each other. Because then they say, they can think, oh, this one can do, even I can do, that one can do, so I can do too. In this way, the enthusiasm grows. Bap Dada wishes to see a collective result, the result of your service in a collective form. So that has still to be revealed. Of course, you are doing service in your way, in your zone, in your center, in your sub-center, that's fine. Baba is happy to see that. But bring something in the open, that is, reveal something. Bap Dada is getting the vibrations of the enthusiasm which even the children who are living in households have. Double foreigners do, they do double work. They have local jobs and are also doing service as well as making such good efforts. Bap Dada is happy to see all that. Hope the double foreigners are not afraid of seeing of the atmosphere around in foreign lands. Hope you're not afraid. Hope you're not thinking what will happen tomorrow, what will happen tomorrow. Hope you're not afraid thinking like that. Yes, whatever will happen will be good. It is good. And it is to be good. As much there will be upheaval in the world, that much the stage of you Brahmin souls will be unshakable. Isn't it like that? Double foreigners say, are you in upheaval or are you stable? Stable? All are of you stable? Raise your hand if you are stable. Okay. Hope you don't come in fluctuations, no? Those who say we are very stable, raise your hand. We are very stable, raise your hand. Double foreigners. Those who say we are very stable. Yes, all of you, very stable. If something will happen, would happen tomorrow, what will you do? Then too you'll remain stable. Yes. What will happen? Nothing will happen. Baba is taking it so lightly. Nothing will happen, Baba is saying. God's canopy of protection is on your heads. Such a lovely phrase. God's canopy of protection is on your heads. It's just like if something is waterproof, then however much water there may be around it, but that waterproof thing is not affected. The water doesn't affect that waterproof thing. Similarly, even if there's a lot of upheaval around you, but you Brahmin souls are under the canopy of God's protection, and therefore you are foolproof, always protected. Aren't you carefree kings? Are you carefree kings? Oh, little bit of fear, little bit of worry. What will happen? What will happen? No. You have to be carefree kings. Become self-sovereigns, become carefree kings, and sit on the seat of stability. Sit on the unshakable, stable seat. Do not come down from that seat. To become upset means to come down from the seat. That is, only the one who is not seated on his seat gets upset. But the one who is set on his seat will not be upset even in his dreams. So mothers, what do you think? Are you sat on your seats? Do you know how to sit on your seats? On your seat? Hope you don't fluctuate. Bap Dada is combined with you. As the Almighty Authority is combined with you, then what do you have to fear of? If you think that you are alone, then you may fluctuate. If you stay combined, then however much upheaval there may be, but you will remain unshakable. Mothers, is it okay? Isn't it right? All right? Is it okay? Hope you don't feel yourselves to be alone. It is Baba's responsibility. If you are set on your seat, then it becomes Baba's responsibility. But if you get upset, then it is your responsibility. And everyone laughs. So if you are set on your seat, then it's Baba's responsibility. But if you get upset, then it's your responsibility. This makes everyone laugh. And Baba continues to give drishti in order to give us the power to be set on our seat of stability and not get upset. Because Baba said that if you get upset, it becomes your responsibility. And therefore, we have to always be set on our seat of stability, come what may. And Baba continues to give drishti for that, to make us strong, so that we stay stable. Baba continues. You are doing the work of giving a handful of message to the souls, but for that, if you become bestowers and continue to give, then you too will continue to receive power. And for that, whilst moving along. I am a soul who is getting it done. And these sense organs are doing the actions as workers. The experience of the consciousness of the soul should always be in an immersed form. It shouldn't be, well, I am a soul, I know that, but that's not enough. It should be awakened in your consciousness, that is, immersed in your consciousness. Sometimes it gets merged in the consciousness, though it is there, but it's merged in the consciousness. And when it's immersed in the consciousness, then the result will be, there will be happiness, there will be intoxication, and there will also be the controlling power. And you will also enjoy it. Why? Because you are able to become a detached observer whilst getting the actions done through your sense organs, who work as workers for you. And therefore, check again and again. Whether I am getting the actions done as a karavanhar through my sense organs, which are my workers, or not. Just as a king keeps his workers, his people, under his orders. Similarly, the soul is the karavanhar. Therefore, if you have the consciousness of that I'm a soul who's a karavanhar, that is getting actions done through the sense organs, then these sense organs, which are your workers, will be under your orders. They'll be under your control. They will work under your orders, not work under the orders of Maya. They will work under your orders. Otherwise, Maya watches. That the karavanhar soul, who's supposed to get the actions done, has become careless now. And therefore, Maya starts ordering then. Then the power, sometimes the power of thoughts or the power of words, starts obeying the orders of Maya. This is why make your sense organ, make each sense organ of yours work under your orders. It shouldn't be said by you that I didn't want it that way, but it happened. So only that what you want to happen should happen. So from now onwards, if you fill in yourselves the sanskars of a self-sovereign, will you be able to rule there? Never come down from the seat of a self-sovereign. If your sense organs are following your orders, then each power will also follow your orders. That is, whichever power is needed at whatever time, then at that moment it will appear in front of you. It shouldn't be that after the work is completed and then you order tolerance power to come and it doesn't come when needed. It comes only when the work is finished and then it comes. No, it shouldn't be like that. But each power should appear or be present in front of you the moment you order it. Because each power is a gift of God. As it is presented by God to you, it is in your possession. So as it is in your possession, you should be able to use it whenever you want. Similarly, if you all these powers will obey your orders whenever you need them, only then you will be called a self-sovereign. Only that one will be called Master Almighty Authority. Aren't you like that, O Pandavas? You are Master Almighty Authorities, aren't you? You're also self-sovereigns. You should not say that I don't know why I said it. It was just uttered from my lips. But who ordered those words to be spoken? Under whose orders were those words spoken? I didn't want to see it, but I saw it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. But under whose orders was that done? If it's not happening under your orders, then how can you be called the one who has the right? Then it will be called that you are enslaved. Therefore, become an authority, not a slave. Okay. All of you have reached. See, this gathering is so lovely. Even the father likes the gathering of the children. You get a chance here to see your family, is it not? At least you can say to anyone that I saw my big family. You are getting all facilities in Madhuban, aren't you? You are receiving water too, aren't you? Food, sleep, meeting, everything you are receiving here. Dada says that just as now you are very, very happy in Madhuban, similarly, may you always, always be happy and contented, satisfied, always. You are ever blossomed flowers, roses, ever blossomed roses. See, just look around behind you. See, all of you are blossomed roses. No one is a withered flower. All are blossomed flowers. Blooming flowers. So always stay happy, fortunate, cheerful, in phase two with cheerful faces. If someone would look at your face, he should ask you, what have you achieved that you are so happy? Everyone's face should give the introduction of the Father. Just as these pictures give the introduction, similarly, your face should give the introduction of the Father, and they should know that you have achieved the Father. Okay, is everything okay? All those from abroad have also reached. As you know, you like it here, don't you? Baba's asking Daddy Janki, that Janki is here. So, because you know, Daddy Ji Janki had questioned Baba whether she should go to Madhuban or not, and Baba is asking her, you like it here, don't you? You're free from the upheavals there. It's good. You all have come together. Dadi Janki, Mohini Ben, Chinti Ben, Dr. Nirmala, all the three are here, all four. And about 350 double foreigners have come. Many senior double foreigners are also here, so Baba's happy to see them. Double foreigners, you have double intoxication, don't you? Raise your hand if you have double intoxication. Yes, you should say that we have so much intoxication, so much that the heart says that, well, actually, we are the most fortunate one. The double foreigners are the most fortunate ones. You should say with so much, you know, enthusiasm from your heart. You have the double intoxication. Everything is double in you. As you are now self-sovereigns, you will definitely become world sovereigns. This is the double intoxication in you. Don't you have double intoxication, double foreigners? Pap Dada also likes it very much. If in any group there are no double foreigners, it doesn't look good. Papa likes to see double foreigners in every group. This shows how Baba is the father of the world, and as he's the father of the world, the souls of the whole world should be present in front of the Father. Everyone is needed, actually. If there wouldn't be mothers, there wouldn't be any pleasure. If the Pandavas wouldn't be there, then too the pleasure would be less comparatively. The splendor would be less. If their mothers wouldn't be there, then too, the splendor would be less. See, if in any center there are no Pandavas, just mothers and mothers too, would you like that place? And if in a center there are only Pandavas but no Shaktis there, it wouldn't be good. It's not complete decoration of the center. And Mohini Ben says, yes, both are needed, and even little children are needed, little children too. Little children say, why doesn't Baba take our name? Baba says mothers, Shaktis, Pandavas, teachers, but Baba never mentioned little children. Why doesn't Baba say little children too? So Baba says, yes, little children too are the decoration of a center. Mohini Ben is saying this time the turn for seva services of Maharashtra, Bombay and Andhra Pradesh. Maharashtra, Bombay, Andhra Pradesh, also Bhopal. This is a very good way of coming close, a good chance of coming close. Otherwise, when you come in a group, then you don't get meet the dadis specially. But when you come for service, then the dadis meet you specially. All those who come from Maharashtra, Maharashtra zone, very big zone, the largest zone, so many, all from Maharashtra. 4,000, Muni Ben is saying, 4,000 from Maharashtra. Maharashtra has many arms. There are so many sub-zones in Maharashtra. This is why, as is the name of the state, Maharashtra, it means big state. Maha means great, so great state. That's why the quantity also is more. And Bab Dada has heard the news that Maharashtra is also taking a chance of gathering 100,000 people in Bombay, you know, of having a program. So as 300,000 souls have to be served, Maharashtra is doing, Gujarat is doing, Punjab is doing it too. Yes, Punjab, Amir Chandbhai is there. So Baba is telling, asking him, he's saying, yes. So 300,000 will come easily. So more are doing. 300,000 is not a big thing. Is it a big thing? You will be able to serve 300,000, won't you? Punjab zone, will you do it? And Amir Chandbhai is raising his hand. Gujarat will do it too. Salla Didi is there sitting and she says yes. And others are doing it too. So in the next season, Baba should get the good news that Baba, 900,000 Brahmins are ready. Okay? Yes, you will be that, won't you? And they are raising their hand. Now, you are 900,000 and you have to go to 9 crores, that is 90 million. You have to go to that extent also. Well, Baba has given a hint. So, and see, in golden age, there will be 900,000 at the beginning and till the end of silver age there will be many more, no? They'll increase, won't they? So you have to prepare them, no? Is it not? Maharashtra is doing very good. You are the ones who always stay in your elevated stage, and therefore you become elevated. You are that Maharashtra, the great state, great nation. Maharashtra, that's the literal meaning of Maharashtra, great nation. And those of Bhopal zone, stand up. Brother Mahendra, Sister Avdesh, the other zonal heads, and then of course about 500. They wave to Baba, all of you. It is good. Expansion is taking place in Bhopal too, is it not? Bhopal is in central India. So, how 50,000 Bhopal will add for 300,000. So, Avdesh sister saying 50,000. Baba's telling them congratulations. And Baba says it's not a big thing. Baba is world benefactor, so 50,000 will be easily benefited. It will happen. Very good. You have taken the chance. That's why you have become chancellors. There are the mothers, there are the Pandavas. Very good. You must always move forward in taking a chance in everything. Not a chance in wrong actions, but in good actions. So always take a chance of going ahead. Bhopal is also good. This Baba is talking to Mahendra Bhai and Abdeshwan. They have become instrumental right from the beginning. Bhaktada congratulates each zone. Congratulations, and may you keep on expanding, growing. You may sit down. What about double foreigners? You should tell Baba, Baba, double foreigners. Which profession has come? Transport department. This is transport department, brothers and sisters who are serving the transport wing. Aviation, railways, roadways and seaways. So sea, road, air and railway. So that's transport wing. They're having their meetings. So those of the transport wing will make people fly even higher than the aeroplane, is it not? The aeroplane is still in space, but you will take them even to Paramdham, won't you? You'll make them fly to Paramdham. Brother Om Prakash is the chairperson of this wing. So transport wing will make everyone tour in three worlds. It is good. Each wing is very enthusiastic to awaken the people of his of their wing, and they're running a good race. Bap Dada was shown a scene. Bap Dada saw a scene of Shantivan, that that there are labels of each wing outside, you know, outside there are many, many banners. So each wing has put up his own banner and they are running a race, each one wanting to go ahead of the other. I want to go ahead, I want to go ahead. So Bap Dada saw on TV, you have prepared, you know, made the tables, decorated the tables so well. You can see outside the diamond halls how the different banners for every wing. So Baba was saying the enthusiasm is good, but let it be a healthy race, not being jealous of each other. So transport wing is doing well. Have you made new plans? And they are saying yes. Bap Dada is happy. You may sit down. Which other profession? Scientists and engineers, Brother Mohan. Scientists and engineers. Engineer scientist wing, they are too having their meeting, so they are standing up. So each wing is having their meetings of how to serve in their profession. So now scientists and engineers, you must have made many plans. You should make such a plan that just as nowadays science is going very fast, so too you should make a plan of service in such a way that the building of establishment gets ready as soon as possible, because the building of the task of establishment should become ready as soon as possible. The engineers can do it and the scientists can do it too. Make a plan for making things go fast. You give drishti, and through that drishti, the whole world should change. It is to happen. At the end, the drishti of 1 second of yours will do the wonder. You won't have to do hard work. You should invent something new. It's good. Your profession is being served. You may sit down. What about double foreigners? Someone can say, Vadi, speak out, double foreigners. Vadi? No. Okay. So Baba is finishing if you won't speak. Baba is saying Gujarat has given a good jump. Or even you can tell Mohini Ben or Shashi Ben. Baba is saying, good teachers of Gujarat, stand up. Gujarat teachers. And the Pandavas of Gujarat, have the Pandavas come? They are less. They are preparing for that big event on 23rd of February, in which they are going to invite all the three Dadis, Dadi Ji, Gulzar Dadi, Janki Dadi, Sababa Singh, and everyone will follow Gujarat. Mohini Ben is saying even Bombay is doing, and Baba is saying yes, Maharashtra. Baba mentioned that. So every zone will get the enthusiasm on seeing the others doing it. Okay, sit down. Yeah, we are very courageous. Bab Dada. In advance, congratulates Gujarat for keeping the courage. Okay. Now, Baba is going to do the drill. So Baba is saying, now in 1 second, become an incorporeal soul and be lost in the remembrance of the incorporeal Father. There is spin, drop, silence. Baba continues to give drishti around. to all the self-sovereigns in all four directions. To all the unshakable, stable souls who are always seated on the seat of a detached observer. All the merciful souls who through the consciousness of a constant donor keep donating knowledge, powers and virtues to all souls. To all the elevated souls who reveal the picture of the Father through their faces. To all the spiritual roses who always remain cheerful and happy. To all such constant spiritual flowers, roses, Bap Dadas, Yat Pyar, and Namaste. Stage of a volcano, will the fire of destruction come into force? See, now you make a program I was talking about those who are responsible for destruction, they are thinking, they are making a program to do the war and then they are thinking whether to do it or not. So, the fire is diminishing. And Dadi Janki is saying that yes, we have to have the volcano stage even to finish our old sanskars. And Baba is saying yes. Because through the power of yoga, the sins will be destroyed. The burden of sins will be destroyed. And through service, the account of charity will be accumulated. So you are accumulating in the account of charity, but whatever has been done in the past sanskars, the burden of past sanskars, that has to be burnt in the fire of the stage of volcano stage of yoga. And Radha Janaki says, yes, in this way the obstacles will finish too. No, Baba says, yes. Now what happens is you do yoga, but the sins, for the sins to be destroyed, you need the volcano stage. And therefore Maya keeps coming. See what they do to Ravan. What they do to Ravan, they kill it, they burn it, and all the ashes which are left over, they throw it in the sea. They don't allow anything of Ravan to remain. So everything should be burnt away, the old sanskars, So it's not that they have to just die, but then after dying they become alive again because they're not completely destroyed. The sanskars have to be transformed, because only through transformation of sanskars will the world be transformed. At present, the game of sanskars is going on. The sanskars emerge from time to time. But they should, but even the name and trace should be finished. Therefore, you have to underline this point in this thing in particular, that the sanskars have to be changed for good. If the sanskars are not changed, then there are waste thoughts coming. And even time is wasted a great deal, and so many things go a waste. Well, the transformation has to take place anyway. And Moini Ben is asking, will time do it or one's own efforts will do it? And Baba is saying, both will do it. Time will enable you to make the efforts too. And your efforts will enable the time to come closer. So both will do it. There is they show the great dance of the meeting of sanskars. So that great dance is the dance of sanskars matching. At present the dance happens, but it's not the great dance of sanskars matching. And Moini Ben is asking, what is the reason for that? And Moini Ben is asking, what's the reason for that? We just, the dance is happening, but the great dance is not happening. Why? And Baba says, because it's not underlined. The determination is in there that the transformation must happen. There's carelessness of different types. All of you are okay, aren't you? Baba is asking Dadi, did your checking take place? And Dadi is saying yes, because she went to Ahmedabad to do some body checkup. And Baba told her, you have to go. And she went with that interest and she got her body, everything checked and everything is okay. And Daddy is telling Baba, everything is okay. Yes, you have to be okay. And when even says that the doctor has told her to do some physical exercise, and that Daddy has to do. Baba is saying, it's
very good. You are moving forward well and you'll continue to move forward. And Daddy is telling Baba, Baba, it's your blessing. And Baba says, yes. It's everyone's blessings. They are making you move ahead. When others see you, that your physical body is, seeing the age of the physical body and still you are doing so much, that makes everyone so happy that even in this age you are doing so much. And you have to move on. This also is fixed, that you have to move on.
कोई भी नहीं उठे, सब बैठे रहें, कोई आगे नहीं बढ़ेगा। जो भी उठ रहे हैं कृपया बैठ जाइए, कोई नहीं उठेगा। और टोली बांटने वाले भाई बहने ध्यान दें, टोली बांटने वाले कुमार भाई ध्यान दें, डायमंड हॉल में जो भी भाई बहने बैठे हैं और उनको बैठे बैठे ही आप टोली देंगे, कोई भी खड़ा होकर के टोली नहीं लेगा। शांतिवन के बगीचे का बहुत बड़ा अमरूद जो बाप दादा को भी भोग में स्वीकार कराया, अब आप देख सकते हैं कितना बड़ा है। जैसा शांतिवन बेहद का, तो यहाँ हर कार्य बेहद का होता है, क्योंकि बेहद का बाप हमारे साथ है। हर कार्य भी बेहद का है और हर चीज भी बेहद की है, और खेती में भी हमारी बेहद की चीजें निकलती है, वो आपने देखा। सभी भाई बहनों को बाप दादा से इतना प्यार है, वो अपने प्यार को ना जाने कैसे कैसे प्रकट करते हैं। भारत के भाई बहने तो बाप दादा के लिए हर प्रकार का वैरायटी फ्रूट लाते हैं, डबल विदेशी भाई बहने भी कम नहीं हैं। अब आप देखिए कितना बड़ा ये आम है, जो साउथ अफ्रीका से इतनी दूर से भाई बहने बाप दादा के लिए लाए हैं, और देखिए, और बाप दादा को स्वीकार भी कराया गया है, तो वहाँ पर भी डबल विदेशी भाई बहनों का बाप दादा से इतना प्यार है कि जो भी पहले फल निकलता है वो बाप दादा के लिए लेके आते हैं, और उसी स्नेह में खो जाते हैं, और बाप दादा को भी स्वीकार कराया गया है। टोली लेने वाले भाई बहने बैठ करके टोली ले, कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा। हॉल में जो बैठे हुए भाई बहनों को टोली बांट रहे हैं, वे भी ध्यान देंगे, टोली बांटते समय सबको कहें बैठ जाएं, कोई खड़े होकर के टोली नहीं लेगा।
जीवन में खुशियां सारे संसार की आज भी देते हो बाबा, पालना साकार की आज भी देते हो बाबा, पालना साकार की।
सभी भाई बहने अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहे, आगे के दृश्य बहुत सुंदर आपके सामने आएंगे और बाप दादा से मिलने के सुंदर दृश्य आप देखेंगे। कोई भी भाई बहन बाहर नहीं जाए, जो बाहर जाएगा बाप दादा से स्नेह के मिलन के दृश्यों से वंचित हो जाएगा। इसलिए आप सभी सामने बैठे ही रहे, कोई खड़ा नहीं हो। जो बहनों की तरफ बहनें खड़ी हैं कृपया बैठ जाएं, कोई भी बहन नहीं खड़ी होगी, हॉल में बिठाने वाली बहनें ध्यान देंगी। जो माताएं बहनें खड़ी हैं कृपया बैठ जाएं। अगर आप खड़े हो गए बाहर गए तो बाबा के मिलन का और कार्यक्रम मिस कर लेंगे। प्रकट कर सकते
बाबा ऐसा सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार। भले हीरों के महलों में होंगे, भले हीरों के महलों में होंगे, सुख के अति भर मार मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार। मैं तेरा
कोई भी आगे नहीं बढ़ेगा,
सतयुग में तेरा।
कोई भी बहनें आगे नहीं आएंगी, सब बैठे रहेंगी, चाहे वो महाराष्ट्र जोन की है, कोई भी अभी आगे नहीं आएंगी। किसी भी जोन की कोई भी बहन है वो आगे अभी नहीं आएंगे, सब अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहे।
साथी बने हो तो बने रहना, सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना। साथी बने हो तो बने रहना, सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना। गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा, गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा, तेरा ही पुकार हो, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा। कहाँ मिलेगा बाबा ऐसा सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार।
सोफे के पास जो बहनें खड़ी है कृपया बैठ जाए, कोई नहीं टोली के लिए खड़ा होगा, सब बैठ जाए। बाप दादा आपको देख रहे हैं।
महलों में होंगे सुख के अति भर
अतुल ग्रुप के
आर, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा।
अनुभव बड़ा निराला है, तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है। मिले न स्वर्ग में वो सुख लुटाने वाला है, तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा पाकर न पाना कुछ शेष रह जाए।
जो भी भाई बहने खड़े हैं कृपया बैठ जाएं।
बाबा अपना दिल अब तो गाए, साथ
कोई भी आवाज नहीं करेंगे। आप सभी माताएं जो खड़ी है बैठ जाएं। बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहने बिल्कुल साइलेंस में बैठे, कोई आवाज नहीं करेगा, कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा। जो भी भाई और बहने खड़े हैं कृपया अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठ जाएं, कोई खड़ा नहीं होगा।
आप हो साथ में, आप हो आपसे हम मिलन यूं मनाते रहे। आपका प्यार बाबा बरसता रहे।
इस हॉल में जो भी भाई खड़े हैं कृपया बैठ जाएं, और जो मंच से दृष्टि ले रहे हैं दृष्टि लेने के बाद वापस अपने स्थान पर जाके बैठे, कोई भी खड़ा नहीं रहेगा स्टेज पर।
सफल अपने हर
जिन्होंने दृष्टि ले ली है वो कृपया अपने स्थान पर जाके बैठे।
स्नेह सागर में ऐसे समाए, मिट गई मन की है सारी हलचल। यूं ही वरदानों का हाथ सिर पर रहे, यूं ही वरदानों का हाथ सिर पर रहे।
सभी माताएं जो खड़ी हैं बैठ जाएं, क्योंकि आपके पीछे वाले भाई बहने बाप दादा को नहीं देख सकेंगे। सब बैठ करके बाप दादा को देखें, कोई खड़ा नहीं रहे।
आपका प्यार बाबा,
जिन्होंने मंच से दृष्टि ले ली है वो कृपया वापस हॉल में जाकर अपने स्थान पर बैठे।
आपका प्यार बाबा बरसता रहे।
सभी भाई जो खड़े हैं आप बैठ करके बाप दादा को देखिए, खड़े होकर के नहीं।
एक नजर के प्यासे नजरों में समा लिया, आपका शुक्रिया, आपका शुक्रिया, आपका।
सभी बैठे रहेंगे जब तक गुलजार दादी वापस आए। कल प्रातः 5:30 बजे अमृत वेला उठने का गीत बजेगा और 7 बजे मुरली क्लास होगी। वी विल ऑल कीप ऑन सिटिंग टिल गुलजार दादी कम्स बैक। टुमारो मॉर्निंग अमृत वेला सॉन्ग विल बी एट 5:30 and Murli class at 7:00. When Gulzar Dadi comes back, after that all the double foreign sisters and brothers will assemble in front of Om Museum, from where you will get buses for Gyan Sarovar as well as for Madhuban. We will keep on sitting here till Gulzar Dadi comes back. Tomorrow morning for Amrit Vela song will be at 5:30 and Murli class 7:00. And after, when Gulzar Dadi comes back, after that all the double foreign sisters and brothers will gather in front of Om Museum. From there you will get buses for Gyan Sarovar and Madhuban. सभी करतल ध्वनि से गुलजार दादी जी का स्वागत करेंगे और जोर से गुलजार दादी जी ने हम सबको बाप दादा से मिलाया। और एक बार फिर से जोर से करतल ध्वनि से स्वागत करें। अब एक हाथ की ताली बजा करके, केवल एक हाथ की ताली बजाएंगे। And now all the double foreign sisters and brothers will proceed to Om Museum from